Fondazione Radio Magica presents A Sidewalk on the Water. Old pier built between 1743 and 1751. Trieste. Written by Beatrice Massini. Read by Sarah Jane Green.
The Aldacci Pier is like a sidewalk, but a wide one resting on the sea. It is without railings or walls, like all the piers in the world. And you might ask yourself why. Don't pier builders know that people risk falling in the water if they walk too close to the edge? However, the pier is not called Aldacci because of this risk. The term Aldacci is a beautiful word, meaning bold, courageous, and it is like an invitation to challenge yourself and the world. Aldace was also name of the first Italian ship that docked here on November 3rd, 1918, at the end of the First World War. And so the pier, which until then was called San Carlo, changed its name. To be perfectly honest, it was something more than just a ship. It was a destroyer, that is, a fast ship, capable of hunting down torpedoes. In nature, and inside the sea, they are flat fishes, not particularly beautiful, but electric and capable of delivering an electric shock. In war, torpedoes are weapons which shoot through the water and explode when they come into contact with something. We were talking about sidewalks on the sea and ended up talking about war. The Aldacci Pier of Trieste, which was the port of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, has witnessed many wars. Near the Aldacci Pier, and very close to the water, are two girls made of metal, two statues, sitting on the wall, which make people think about peace, and are there sewing an Italian flag. By their side, there is also a pair of scissors. Obviously, you can't see that it is the Italian flag because of the statue colour, more specifically the colour of bronze, but it is perfectly recognisable. And there is also a bersagliere climbing a ladder out of the water, waving another flag. This too the Italian flag, made of bronze. The girls and the bersagliere have been there for some time, but are always young, as happens with statues. Many of the people sitting on the Aldace pier, very close to the water, are also youngsters. They are boys and girls who gather there, and because there is no bench, they sit on the ground, where they seem to be comfortable, chatting, laughing, listening to music, and sometimes kissing each other. You can see that they are not afraid of falling off the pier, even though, if they continue to talk, sing and kiss each other so much, there is a chance they'll end up in the sea. But they don't seem concerned, and probably there is nothing to worry about. In Trieste, there is so much sea that everyone must know how to swim.